Hello, everybody. This is Paul Warden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking quite a bit about this dream and this vision that God has placed within our hearts, how God wants this dream and this vision to grow, how He wants to use us to glorify Him and to further the kingdom and to grow the kingdom and to let other people know that God loves them, that Jesus died for their sins and shed His blood for their sins, and that they have room in the kingdom of God. That should be on every person that believes in Jesus Christ, part of their dream and part of their vision. And we have been talking quite a bit about a little weapon that each and every one of us has and each and every one of us uses and each and every one of us probably uses without really thinking about how we're using it. And that is our tongue. How we talk about how we can use our words to build people up. We can use our words to tear people down. We can use our words to further the gospel of Christ, or we can use our words to stop people from wanting what we have just by the conversation and the way that we talk. And last time we were together, we talked about before you speak. I'm sorry, about the power of praise, on how we can use every situation, every problem, everything that goes bad, but we can turn it into praise. We gave quite a few scriptures of last time of different things that we could do and use, that no matter what our situation is, no matter how bad or how good, no matter what's going on, we always got room for praise. And sometimes, you know, you think about it, and even myself, I'm speaking to myself. If you turn all the negative into praise and start thanking God, you know, there's a song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look fully in His wonderful face, and then the things of the earth kind of grow strangely dim. If you start praising God and start focusing on God and the goodness that He has done for you by giving you eternal life, by blessing you and telling you that He's going to be there to help you. You know, if we turn these into praise, suddenly the things of the earth will grow strangely dim, where we don't look at that, we don't concentrate, we don't think about that, of our situation and our problems, if we turn it into praise. And I'm guilty of it just like everybody else. You know, it's easier to whine and cry and complain. Well, today I kind of like to talk about before you speak. And it says, David asked the Lord in Psalms 141 and 3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. That is a very good prayer for all of us. We ought to be praying constantly, every day. I'm going to read that again. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. What a prayer. And not only do we need to pray that, we need to mean that. We have reviewed many scriptures, like I said before, that will help us control our tongue. We need today to consider some practical guidelines. So before we speak, let's ask these questions. Will what I'm about to say bring glory to God? That's be the first and foremost, no matter what. How we say, what we say, will it bring glory to God? Or will it hurt our testimony? Will it hurt someone that is listening, whether they're listening direct or indirect? Will it turn them off from wanting to search out God and to know God? Is it the truth? Is it fair to all who are concerned? Will it be beneficial to all that is concerned? Will it edify others, resulting in goodwill and better friendships? Have I talked to the person I am talking about? Have you went to that person that you're about to talk bad about behind your back and asked them about it before you go and spread the word? Or even if they are guilty, have you went and talked and made peace with them or asked them about it before you go out and tell everybody else about it? Is what I'm saying a fact that needs to be shared? Or is it based on rumors and does not really need to be said? Is it absolutely necessary that we do share it? Before we think, we need to think on these verses. In Psalms 139 and 4, "For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. The sweetness of the lips increaseth learning." That's in Proverbs 16 and 21. And in Proverbs 16 and 23, "The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips." And Proverbs 15 and 23, "A man had joy by the answer of his mouth and a word spoken in due season, how good it is." And in 2 Peter 3 and 11, it says, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation and godliness?" People judge you, which is wrong, but they do judge you, and they may think highly of you, or they may think badly of you, just by your conversations, the how you say it, what you say, whether you talk about people or how you talk about people. People will know if they can trust you. People know they can depend on you or not just by your conversation and how you talk and the words that you say. I know you've been around people that you think, man, every time I'm around that person, he's always talking bad about something. He's always complaining, always running this down, running that down, talking bad about his job, his car, his home, his marriage, his kids. I mean, it's always a bad negative thing. And when you get around that person, you kind of feel ill at ease because of the conversation and the words that we use. In Proverbs 25 and 11, it says, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver." Now, what a concept that is. Beautiful gold like apples and then pictures of silver just by the words that you say and how you say them. Proverbs 21 and 23, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his souls from troubles." And if you ever, what they're talking about here is you could say something that may not be right, or it may be out of context, or it just may just be hurtful, but people are going to remember that. And it will keep your soul and your life and your attitude and everything from getting in trouble, just how you talk and what you say. And in Proverbs 13 and 3, it said, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." And believe me, you know as well as I know that you can say things that can destroy your life, destroy your reputation, as well as others. And like I tell you from the very beginning, once that word is said out of your mouth, there is no way to bring it back. And we need to be very careful, because what is in our heart is what we're going to speak and what we're going to talk about. So we need to fill our heart, fill our mind with the Word of God, and know, have Christ have complete control over our tongue and our lips, that when we do speak, it will justify and edify the kingdom of God. We need to be on guard all the time, because our tongue is a little instrument in our body, but all the trouble and the damage it could cause and the things it could disarray in our lives if we don't control and turn our tongue over to the Holy Spirit. Let's be mindful of this. Let's fill our heart and our mind with the scriptures and the promises of God. That way our dream and our vision will become a reality because we speak these things through the love and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this time that we get together and that we can talk. And Father, I pray that you will fill our hearts and fill our mouths with words of encouragement, words of love, that we can reach out and touch people, that people will know that we serve you and that we are with a living God just by the words that we speak. Father, I pray that each and every day we will yield our tongue and our lips over to the Holy Spirit, that we will fill our hearts with your words and your promises and with your encouragement, that we can speak boldly about you and for you. That, Father, that we will be your lips and your tongue and your voice in this dying world, that we can reach others and help them and encourage them instead of tearing them down. Father, I pray that you will bless each and one of us that are listening to this, I pray, and help them to realize that. I ask you in Jesus' name. And Father, I will never, ever fail to honor you and to glorify you and to praise you for this. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.